Hey, Dad, I can drive if you'd like. Are you sure you're okay? You've had that look in your eyes ever since you got home. Well, what used to be home. Okay, if you say so, but please let me know if you want me to take over. I'm old enough to drive now. Dad, I knew all along. I knew that Mom was cheating on you. I didn't want to say anything, figuring she'd tell you herself at some point. I didn't believe it at first. I thought he was a coworker or something, so I stayed in my room like I usually do, and Dad, I'm so sorry. I should have told you. I feel so stupid now. Oh God, how could I have been so naive? I'm fine. Tell you what, I don't know if that's such a good idea right now. Are you sure? He would show up when you were at work. It began with short meetings lasting half an hour. He would come around for lunch, and since Mom grounded me for spring break so that I'd study, I would join them to eat. He seemed nice at first, told me his name, what his job was, how he met Mom. What he liked to. Oh, he said he met her at a bar. I know, right? Mom isn't a drinker, so that surprised me too. He said that she looked stunning wearing a tight dress and stockings. Honestly, Dad, it sounds like she was dressed up to meet someone, as if she'd done it before, because he said she looked confident, sporting a smile and her eyes latching onto his in an instant. Mom said she found him interesting. After meeting him at the bar, as time went on, I saw him more and more. He'd stay after lunch watching TV with her while I was in my room. I thought that she needed someone to hang out with since I was busy with studying, but they were too close to just be friends. I mean, close, physically. He'd wrap his arm around her and she'd stroke his chest. I had my suspicions just by how they'd look at one another. But it wasn't a friend she was having over for lunch anymore. They flirted a lot. And soon after, they moved from the living room into the bedroom, and I don't even know why I kept spying on them. At first, it was to get out of my room. But when I saw they had a connection, I was spying on them out of worry, stressing at the thought that she could be cheating. When I heard her giggle and him groan as her bedroom door closed, I broke down. I cried on the staircase, much like I did today. It was so difficult to accept it, and it still is. How could she willingly do this? She has a family. I know I'm not perfect, but I study hard to get good grades for college. And you work so hard and you always help us out when we need it. Never once take a sick day, even when you get a cold. Always showing up to any school events I had, helping me with my homework after you had a long day at work. I just can't believe what she did. It makes me so angry that she'd throw it all away for a good fuck. I know. I shouldn't swear, but this is seriously messed up, Dad. She can't do this to you. It's not your fault. You're not home often to please her needs. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it like that, Dad. She said that? Dad, it's normal to be too exhausted for something like that. You're gone for most of the day, and when you arrive home, you just want to put your feet up and relax. I heard how she'd try to get you in the mood. I know it was wrong to eavesdrop on your conversation, but I was worried. You've got a lot on your shoulders, and not being in the mood is completely normal in these types of situations. I just wish that I could have done something to help her understand that. I don't know. I was too powerless to think what I could do. Telling you about her affair would have killed me inside. You're my hero, Dad. You've always been, and to tell you that the love of your life is cheating on you would have broken my heart. Dad, I don't know what I'd do without you. Why are you pulling over? Dad? Your lip is trembling. I'm going to cry too. Come here. I've got you, okay? I'm not going anywhere. Don't apologize. It's okay. Dad, look at me. It's okay, I promise. You don't have to be a man and keep it inside. Not with me. I won't think less of you. Yeah. I'm fine. Just keep holding me, please. Thank you. I'm sorry, Dad. I should have told you. You're right. It wouldn't have changed much. Still, I let you down. I know it's all Mom's fault, but I still feel guilty hiding this from you. We can change what happens now, right? Like, where we're going to stay? Yes, we. I'm not staying with her. Please don't make me go back. I want to stay here. I know with you I can be safe and not lied to. I don't care if we live from motel room to motel room. There's nothing for me back there. I've cried myself to sleep so many nights, and I want to forget all of it. I want a fresh start with the person I love most in the world. You. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I don't know why. Are you sure about this? I'm your daughter. No, I didn't mean it like that. I want to do something for you. Today's been a tough day. I want you to clear your mind and to simply enjoy this. My hands massaging your chest over your shirt. Your shoulders are so tense too. You can close your eyes if you'd like. I'm happy to see that I'm doing a good job. There we go. Just relax. It's okay. It's all right. Don't pull my hand away. Just relax, okay? I can feel it growing from under your jeans. Can I do this for you? You know what I mean. Just say yes. That's all I need to hear. Thanks, Daddy. I see you like that. Do you want me to call you Daddy from now on? I haven't said that since I was a little girl. Maybe I could be a good girl instead. I'll be such a good girl for you, Daddy. There we go. Just the zipper. Take a deep breath. I'll unbutton and pull down your jeans. I always loved watching you lay in bed, the covers thrown off during your sleep and wearing only briefs. Are you shocked to hear that? That I would creak the door open just so I can see you in your underwear. I was jealous of Mom. How come she was the one to sleep beside you and not me? Do you realize how deeply I care for you? Let me show you how much I love you, Daddy. You deserve it. Daddy, your cock. It's perfect. It's so warm, too. I just want to nuzzle it. I knew you'd like hearing me say dirty words. Does my daddy like seeing his good girl rub his cock on her cheeks? He seems happy to see me. Lean back and enjoy this. Daddy, I want you to touch me too. Let me take him off my sweater. Please, grab my tits. Your hands are a bit cold. I love how big your hands are, Daddy. Fuck. This feels so good. I need more. I can't control myself. I've masturbated in bed so many times thinking about you entering my room while I slept, getting under the covers, and slipping your cock between my thighs. The idea of you using me. I came so many times to that. I'm so sorry, Daddy. I need this. Oh. I'm just rubbing my pussy against your cock. It's not wrong, right? I still have my soaked panties to keep you out. But I want you inside me so badly. Daddy, I'm certain that I want this. You don't need Mom or anyone else. You just need me. I'll keep you satisfied, happy, loved. Please, push my panties aside and make me yours. Wait. Go slow, okay? You'd be my first. I'm okay. I promise. Let me get used to it for a bit. Okay. I think I can take this. I'll move slowly. Fuck. Daddy. No. Keep going. Fuck me gently. Oh, God. It feels so good. Can you go faster? I'm wet enough. Daddy, take out all your frustrations on me. I can take it. Oh my God. Oh yes, Daddy. I'm your good girl. I'll always be your good girl. I'll keep you happy. Forget about your old life. Wherever we go, as long as I'm with you, I'm happy. I'll wake you up with a blowjob and a smile. So many things for you, I'll do. You could bring my fantasy to life. Slip your cock inside me while I sleep and fuck me until you empty your balls deep inside. Doesn't that sound nice? Yes. I'm on the pill because of my periods. It's okay, Daddy. I thought of everything. You're so fucking good. Are you close, Daddy? I want to be a good girl and come with you. Get ready, Daddy. I'm gonna come, Daddy. I'm so close. Come me harder. Don't hold back, okay? I want you to shoot your warm, thick load inside me. Daddy, I'm almost there. Oh, God, fuck, I'm gonna come on Daddy's cock. Daddy, I'm coming. I'm so exhausted. No. Keep it inside. Keep me plugged up. Let me enjoy this for a bit. I'm so happy, Daddy. I never thought this would happen, but it did. I love you, Daddy. I'll keep your cock warm just a few more minutes. Then we could get dressed and pick up some food. We haven't decided where we'll go for the night. Dad, if money is an issue, I don't mind living in the car with you. Just imagine how close we'll always be. I know, I'm sorry. Things are bad, and I don't want to ignore our bigger problems. I want to make you happy. I hate seeing you stressed out. We'll make it, okay? As long as we got each other, we'll make it. I love you, Dad. I always will.